The death of Ethereum is starting to pick up steam as its brand new ETFs just launched in July see an 8-day streak of net outflows, and Ethereum plunges through critical levels relative to Bitcoin. All that and more on this episode of The Bitcoin Layer. So here at the Bitcoin Layer, ETH BTC, or Ethereum relative to BTC, is something we've been tracking for quite some time. Of course, we are a Bitcoin and global macro research firm, and we view Bitcoin as the only worthwhile asset within this universe of imitators, or as we call them, affinity scams. Tokens that are issued by a central authority that try to garner affinity with Bitcoin by saying, this is like Bitcoin, but, and then some other kind of feature. In Ethereum's case, the idea was smart contracts and ultrasound money. So smart contracts, meaning you can create other things on top of Ethereum. Ethereum is layer one, and then you have layer two, layer three for developing these smart contracts. And the ultrasound money pitch was that Bitcoin is disinflationary, and ultimately it's absolutely scarce, but Ethereum is deflationary. The supply will go down. But those narratives have quickly died out because the reality of the situation is the central authority of the protocol, because the reality is it's not deflationary. People can decide to issue more, whereas Bitcoin's monetary policy is set in stone, right? The rules of Bitcoin cannot be changed. People who try to change them fork off of Bitcoin. They don't change the rules of the Bitcoin network. So Bitcoin is absolute scarcity, and it's guaranteed to stay that way, whereas Ethereum is not. And so very quickly, the value proposition of Ethereum is waning. It's getting trounced by Bitcoin's real absolute scarcity value proposition. And the market is voting with its dollars that that's exactly the way it views things. Take a look at Ethereum relative to Bitcoin priced in US dollar terms. You can see that since the start of the year, Ethereum is up only 10.6%, while Bitcoin is up almost 42%, okay? The market is voting with its dollars, and it is voting that Bitcoin is a actual worthwhile investment, right? Bitcoin is rules without rulers. Ethereum is rules with many rulers who can change them at any time as it sees fit, which is essentially what's going on now. Taking a different approach, and the approach that actually matters more, is ETH relative to BTC. Okay, people focus too much on dollar price. You need to think in terms of the ETH BTC pair. That is Bitcoin in the denominator instead of Ethereum in the denominator. Price is truth. Okay, here at the Bitcoin Layer, the truth as outlined by the market is reflected in the price. Both of these are very liquid assets. There's $1.7, $1.8, $1.9 trillion locked up between these two markets. And so they trade relative to one another. The declining value of one versus the other confirms our thesis that Ethereum is not worth much, if anything, relative to Bitcoin, and the price action is confirming this. We've broken through that 0.05 level, 0.05 ETH relative to BTC. Earlier in the year, and now we have really materially broken underneath it, downside targets being 0.4 and then 0.3 and then 0.2, and then also ultimately asymptotically trending towards zero over time. Okay, that is essentially the way that Ethereum is headed. The Bitcoin Layer is proud to be sponsored by Unchained, the leader in Bitcoin financial services. Unchained empowers you to take full control of your Bitcoin in a collaborative multi-sig vault where you hold two of the three keys and benefit from a Bitcoin security partner. Purchase Bitcoin directly into your cold storage vault and eliminate exchange risks with Unchained's trading desk. Unchained also offers the best IRA product in the industry, allowing you to easily roll over your old 401ks or IRAs into Bitcoin while keeping control of your keys. Don't pay more taxes than you have to. Talk to them today. Use code TBL for $100 off when you create an account. Billions in Bitcoin have already been stolen in 2024. The shocking part is that mobile carrier security is the cause. Stealing your phone number through a SIM swap attack has really never been easier. And then hackers go and use your phone number to access your custodial wallets, your bank, your email, and even your social media accounts. We all know somebody who this has happened to, and it may have even happened to you. The solution is Afani. Unlike regular carriers, Afani locks SIM transfers by default while still offering top-tier AT&T and Verizon service. Switch your phone service to Afani today and protect your assets. TBL listeners can go to the link in the description and use code TBL to save $99. That's Afani. Go to the description and use code TBL to save $99. The market is voting with its dollars, regardless of what you believe, that Ethereum is worth far less than Bitcoin. And given what happened in 2022, okay, the collapse of FTX, the collapse of Celsius, people are far more skeptical toward crypto more broadly, and they're ascribing far more value to things that cannot be controlled, that have no central issuing authority, but not only are governed by thousands, tens of thousands of computers all around the world, distributed, independent of location, amongst thousands of different individuals, as opposed to the Ethereum network, which is far less decentralized and far more susceptible to control by a central authority, right? Proof of stake gives issuance power to people who own more Ethereum, right? The idea is that it uses less energy, but that also means that it is less secure and the monetary policy is susceptible to change. Bitcoin's issuance is determined by energy output and efficient energy output, and who can solve these hash problems in the most efficient way. Those are the people who get to mine blocks, unlike in Ethereum. So quickly, these narratives are dying on the vine of ultrasound money, of kind of this utility, the utility value, the idea that Ethereum is like this utility token. It's dying on the vine toward what people actually want in this world of global fiat, this huge melting ice cube where we're printing more and more money at the resolution of every single cycle. People realize Bitcoin has more utility, and you're seeing that reflected in the price. This confirms our thesis. Ethereum ETFs were launched in July, but they have had kind of a hot streak of really, really bad results. So the spot Ether ETFs launched in July, and they've seen 8 consecutive days of net outflows, okay, over the last 8 days, totaling nearly 112 million. Compare that to the last 2 days for Bitcoin, which have both seen over 200 million in net inflows. That's more money coming into the ETFs than going out. And Bitcoin is clearly doing much better than Ethereum, despite the ETFs having launched in January. Ether is really lagging behind Bitcoin, even though these ETFs are recently debuted. The idea is that, the market loved the Bitcoin ETFs. Let's see how the market responds to the Ethereum ETFs. Clearly, ETF investors have very little interest in what Ethereum has to offer them. Bitcoin is obviously traded in the market today as high beta to the NASDAQ, a more sensitive NASDAQ for people who are looking for bigger returns. And Ethereum was, it has been positioned for a long time, and it's traded that way. It's traded for a long time as a way for people to get beta to Bitcoin, higher returns than you could get in Bitcoin. But the reality is that's not the case this cycle. I'll take you back to this first chart here. Ethereum is only up 10%, while Bitcoin is up 40%. This is actually the very first cycle where Ethereum is not rising relative to Bitcoin. So very quickly, the value proposition of Ethereum from the standpoint of ultrasound money or utility value on layer twos and smart contracts, and now beta toward Bitcoin, all three of these value propositions are dying on the vine. And people are really recognizing, and the price is trading this way, that Ethereum has little to no value to them. So again, here are the ETF inflows. Yesterday, Bitcoin saw $202.5 million in ETF inflows, while the Ethereum ETF saw an outflow of $13.2 million. And the same thing last Friday, where the Bitcoin ETF saw $252 million in net inflows, and the Ether ETF saw $5.7 million in outflows. This is in stark contrast to the Bitcoin ETFs, which have been some of the best performing year to date. You'll notice here that the number 3 and the number 9 spot are both held by BlackRock and Fidelity, respectively, are for the Bitcoin ETFs. And this is in all US-based ETFs ranked by year-to-date inflows. So the BlackRock Bitcoin ETF has seen $20.9 billion in net inflows, and the Fidelity Bitcoin ETF has seen $9.8 billion in ETF inflows. Compare that to the dismal performance of the Ethereum ETFs just after launch, and you realize that this thing is quickly dying on the vine. Investors, particularly this new cohort of institutional investors that have had a huge deal of interest in Bitcoin, do not have the same level of interest in Ethereum. So Bitcoin, as we know, has a fixed supply of 21 million coins, which will be issued over the next 116 years, roughly. But Ethereum supply is not set in stone, and the total number of coins has actually increased for most of the year. You can see during the Denken upgrade in March, the total supply of Ethereum tokens has actually risen from 120 million to something like 120.2 million, right? So the supply is increasing. After the merge to proof of stake, the idea was now Ethereum is ultrasound money. The supply is going to go down. It's deflationary, unlike Bitcoin. But the unfortunate truth is that unlike Bitcoin's fixed cap, Ethereum's cap is not fixed. So while it was deflationary for a time, the supply was falling for a period, now it is rising again. And there's nothing that Ethereum holders can do about it. There's no certainty with the monetary policy. In the same way that there is no certainty with the monetary policy of the Federal Reserve, because this central authority, the Federal Reserve, can change it at any time to raise and lower interest rates and issue more US dollars, so too with the proof of stake mechanism in Ethereum, can the voters decide to increase the supply issuance of Ethereum away from its deflationary trend, which it had for about a year and a half, back to where it was before, to inflationary. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it. So while Bitcoin offers a reprieve from centralized monetary policy, Ethereum introduces that in the digital world, which is, at the end of the day, not something that investors are looking for. This is really the chart to rule all charts, in that people are voting with their dollars, that absolute scarcity in today's world matters far more than whatever smart contract layer two platform Ethereum can offer. And that is why we cover Bitcoin in the context of global macro and nothing else, right? Because Bitcoin, in the same way that gold does, offers a hedge against the extreme monetary debasement that we're facing, not just as a nation, but as a world. And in a world where that is the most important thing for people, the ability to save their wealth and therefore save their time and energy, these other things, right, like layer twos, like smart contracts, they matter far less because they can be done elsewhere. People put their money where they need to save it and where they can save it best. That is what the market has concluded here. So what's next for Bitcoin? Well, as the financialization of Bitcoin and Ethereum continue, the market obviously voting via the ETFs as well that Bitcoin has more value. Even more financial products are emerging for Bitcoin. So the NASDAQ has announced in a filing with the SEC to start trading Bitcoin options. And they stated in a press release that the index would track the CME Bitcoin real-time index from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And we know what the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is. That is where commodity futures go to trade. This is yet another development that Bitcoin is viewed more and more as a commodity and less like a stock with a central issuer. People are viewing Ethereum as more like a stock with a central issuer, and therefore it trades down, its price falls. When the narratives for Ethereum dries up, so too does its price. But Bitcoin, at the end of the day, has no central issuer. Anybody can hop onto the network and begin mining, and therefore it's more like a commodity. And so these financial products that are more akin to a commodity and managed by companies that manage commodity futures are popping up left and right. So this is a very welcome development in the institutionalization of both Bitcoin and Ethereum. Ethereum is being sort of roundly rejected by Wall Street and ETF investors, while Bitcoin is being embraced and continues to be one of the best performing assets year to date. And in our view, will continue being one of the best performing assets for a very, very long time to come. So one of the other hallmark reasons that Ethereum is selling off so badly is because the very people who started it are now dumping the asset itself. So the Ethereum Foundation sent around 35,000 Ether worth $96 million to a wallet identified as a Kraken exchange deposit address on August 23rd. That sent Ethereum plunging. But even in the days following that, the announcement that that occurred and the observation that that occurred, Ethereum still hasn't recovered. Again, it's still down, several percent. It's down 5 or 6% in the last 2 weeks. Since the yen carry trade unwound about 4 weeks ago, Ethereum is down 5%, while Bitcoin is up 7%. And so clearly, this isn't a one-off thing. The market is not just selling off because the Ethereum Foundation announced it would be selling almost $100 million of its own token. The Ethereum Foundation is observing what the market is observing, which is that Ethereum's value proposition is waning. The narratives are waning around it. And so this is very little in the way of a vote of confidence from the people who created Ethereum. Just like the market is doing, the Ethereum Foundation is abandoning ship too, which certainly does not help the narrative for ETH. So that's all for today. Thanks so much for watching. I appreciate you guys sticking with me to the end. If you enjoyed today's video, make sure you hit the notification button down below and subscribe so you never miss when we upload a new video. That's all for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll talk to you later.